Hello.
Hello.
Yes, good morning. My name is Tony calling from Opinion Research, and I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Are you registered to vote, sir?
Yes.
Okay. All right, sir, and just for qualification purposes of this survey, in which of the following states are you registered to vote? Would that be Arizona, California, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, Michigan, Nevada, New York, mm-hmm. North Carolina, Pennsylvania,
Michigan.
Or Wisconsin?
Michigan. Michigan.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and in what year were you born? Just for qualification purpose.
1984.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and I know that's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Would that be almost certain, probably 50-50, or will not vote?
I will be voting.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and just if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
I would probably say maybe just not the country, but world hunger across the world.
Okay. All right. World hunger, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and now thinking back in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, or like many people, did you skip that one?
Democrat.
Okay. And in thinking again about this November election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
I don't know yet.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And, well, if the election were held today, okay, if you have to decide right now, who would you lean towards at this time, voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
So you lean towards Donald Trump, okay? All right, ma'am. And some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of, you know, who you plan to vote for, please tell me, how likely are you to vote in the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100? 0 meaning there's no chance that you will vote for them, and 100 meaning that you will definitely vote for them. Okay, the first one would be Joe Biden from 0 to 100.
How many of these are going to follow?
Well, ma'am, this survey takes up like around 8 to 10 minutes.
Okay, Joe Biden, I would say 50.
50. And Donald Trump?
50.
50. Okay. All right. All right, ma'am, and in thinking about the election this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for a Democratic candidate or a Republican candidate in your district?
Republican.
Republican, okay. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Donald Trump and the Republican Party or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
Donald.
And would that be somewhat more or much more?
More.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and please indicate whether you strongly agree, disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements. Okay, President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens. Strongly agree. Okay. President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids.
I strongly agree.
Okay. President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work, essential jobs and contribute to the economy.
Strongly agree.
And President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Strongly disagree?
Strongly
disagree.
Agree.
Or All right, thank you. All right, ma'am, and the other ones I'll say, okay, I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each one, please tell me whether you disagree or agree with the president should take action to protect them. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years.
Agree.
Would that be strongly or just somewhere?
Strongly agree.
Okay. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of who have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who passed background check and are married to American citizens.
Strongly agree.
Okay. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who passed a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions.
Strongly agree.
Okay, and now the last one says, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of who have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
Strongly agree.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform will make you less or more likely to vote for him in the 2024 election. Okay, the first one says a program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most who have, you know, lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Would that be much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, or much more likely, or makes no difference one way or the other to vote for him?
Let's just say it makes no difference.
Okay. All right, ma'am. That was a program that grants a work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Either way. Doesn't matter either way.
Okay, so no matter. Okay, no makes no difference. Okay?
Yep.
All right, ma'am, and, a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, and so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Yes, I strongly agree.
Okay, I'll be much more likely to vote for Biden, right? Or somewhat more likely.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation.
Yep, strongly agree.
Much more likely or just somewhat more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Okay. A program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most who have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Yes, strongly agree. Much more likely.
Okay, a program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrival of vulnerable migrants. Much more likely, somewhat more likely.
Somewhat more likely.
Okay, and the last one says, a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, you know, most who have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Yeah, somewhat likely.
Okay, somewhat more likely. All right, thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, we're almost done with this survey. I only have a few more minutes to go, and we should be done. Okay, please indicate, and I really thank you for your time. And please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. Okay, Donald Trump and Republicans believe, you know, chaos on the border benefits them politically. So they kill a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. Would you say that makes you very concerned, somewhat, a little, or not at all concerned?
It makes me very concerned.
Very concerned. Okay, Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants. So, who, you know, have lived in the U.S. for over a decade. Very concerned, somewhat, a
very
little
concerned.
Okay. Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants.
Yeah, strongly.
Important. Very concerned or just somewhat concerned?
Very concerned.
Okay, Donald Trump and Republicans use the racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities. Very concerned, somewhat, a little, or not concerned?
I'm not concerned, no.
Okay, I'm not at all concerned, right? Okay.
No.
All right, and Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won. Very concerned, somewhat, a little, or
somewhat
not
concerned. Concerned. But I have another call coming in, so I'm going to have to finish up right now.
Yes, we're almost done. I only have the last questions. Okay, I'm going to read you a different approaches former President Trump and President Biden have proposed when it comes to immigration. And I would like you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, okay, even if neither are exactly right. Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border and protect migrants, you know, who have lived in the country for many years or decades. Which approach comes closer to your own view, President Biden or Donald Trump?
I'm in between.
Okay. Okay. Between. So, all right.
Yeah, I'm not leaning to either one.
Okay, no problem. Okay, and after hearing some more information, let me ask you again, okay, about this November's election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
It's between Biden and Donald Trump.
Okay, if you have to pick one of those, because I only pick one.
Okay, Donald Trump. Let's just say Donald Trump.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. Okay, the best you can say, okay, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented in this country without papers?
Yes, I know a lot of people that are undocumented.
Would that be a friend, coworker, an acquaintance, or a family member?
A little bit of everyone. A little bit of everyone.
Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am. In a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information, like WhatsApp?
No.
YouTube?
No.
Univision or Telemundo?
No.
MSNBC and CNN or other major news, network channels or websites?
No.
Spanish language radio programs?
No.
Fox News channel or website?
No.
OAN or Newsmax?
No.
Facebook?
No.
Instagram?
No.
TikTok?
No.
Okay, so I'm being none of the above, okay? None of the above. All right. All right, ma'am. Finally, I would like to ask you just a few questions for a statistical purpose, okay? And from which country or territory does your family trace, their heritage?
Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico, okay. All right. All right, ma'am. And were you born in the United States mainland, on the island of Puerto Rico, or another country?
No, United States.
United States, okay. And were either of your parents born in the island of Puerto Rico or another country?
Puerto Rico.
Okay. All right, ma'am. What languages do you primarily speak in your home? Always Spanish, more Spanish than English. Spanish and English equally, more English than Spanish, or always in English?
More English and Spanish.
More English and Spanish, okay. And generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or something else?
Republican.
Republican. All right, and would you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong Republican?
Not very strong.
Not very strong, all right. All right, ma'am, thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Conservative.
Conservative, okay. And, what is the last year of schooling that you completed?
I have a master's degree.
Master's degree, okay. What is your religion, if any?
No, I don't have a religion. I believe in Jesus.
Okay, so no religion, right?
Correct.
Okay. No religion. All right. All right, ma'am, and finally, strictly for verification purpose, I'm a supervisor. Can I just have your first name?
No.
Okay. All right, Mammon, thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in a research study are compensated for their time and sharing their opinions in a more, you know, the deep and open way. We can know that you are interested to follow up a research study and that we may contact you in the future. That'd be yes or no, okay?
No.
Okay. No problem. Thank you. Yeah, this concludes the survey, and thank you very much for your time and participation. You have a great day. Thank you.
You too. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.